Today I have joining me the Chief of Corporate Communications and Sustainability at Tata Power, Shalini Singh. Shalini, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm looking very forward to having you on our watch series for impact investing, November 9th and 10th of 2020. Thanks again for agreeing to join us.
Thanks, Fiona. Very happy to be here.
And I'm pleased in the lead up to that we can find some time in our crazy schedules to connect and just talk a little bit more about your current work and your current passions and purpose behind impact and impact investing. And so I would just love to hear from you. What does impact and impact investing in that mean to you?
So, as we all know, impact investment is made with the intention to generate positive, measurable social and environmental impact alongside a financial return. So I'm very happy to see that today many of these things are recognized and organizations are recognizing the value of shared purpose also to attract better relationships with their stakeholders. To me, since I've been driving the circular economy and decarbonization agenda for Tata Power since 2004, I could see the importance of ESG very early in my career. If we see the news coverage by Bloomberg, it now suggests that almost 60% of mutual funds assets will be ESG by 2025. Now that shows that ESG investing is the most significant development in money management since the creation of the exchange traded funds 2 years ago. And it's very interesting to see how finally, like many believers like me, it is now placing financial and non-financial performance criteria at a level playing field. So for us, and also looking at the climate change becoming key societal issue in recent years, for India, also globally, financial firms, they are now forcing, many of their organizations that they invest in to become greener and cleaner. So at Tata Power, we have been driving this since 2004. We have been educating people on energy conservation. We have been trying to make impact in the social sector by women empowerment initiatives like Dhaga, which basically is empowering women micro enterprises in rural villages. Also looking at digitalization in a big way for rural women to be able to sell their products and to be able to bring in more inclusion in the entire space.
Yeah, thank you so much, Shalini. And I can see and I know as well that Tata Power is very focused on, creating an impact, and especially in your role within sustainability, but also that communication of that impact. It's a really vital place to be showing value. Your organization has really, been able to bring together the engagement of impact. And it's been incredible to see. And I look forward to diving into that more with you, with other stakeholders in November. But what was it that inspired you personally and professionally to work within sustainability and communications, especially at Tata Power?
So sustainability at Tata Power, Fiona, is the core value of Tata Power. And we call it the brand core. And therefore, being a passionate advocate of social and green causes, it was a very natural progression to look at sustainability, space with all the humane aspects, with maximum outreach driven by our hearts. And therefore, we launched and spearheaded many social brand properties, which we also call as cause brand building, to drive energy conservation through an initiative called Club Energy, which was for public at large. Also, biodiversity campaign called Act for Mahaseer, which is a conservation campaign to help save endangered species of a fish. Also, educating our own employees through Greenolution program, because you have to lead by example. And all of this effort for us today has resulted in reaching out to almost 24 million citizens in India and saving of 28,000 tons of carbon. So that much carbon we've mitigated. So it's very heartening that our efforts have not just been advocating, but also emphasizing savings and emphasizing to our audiences to make an impact. Now in CSR, our focus and my focus in particular has always been scalability and replication to be able to cover maximum people around our communities. And we've been able to impact almost 3 million lives positively in the last year. We've also, like I mentioned earlier, championed women empowerment through the flagship enterprise called Dhaga, which has a massive order value in its third year of almost helping these women to earn 1 crore of rupees collectively. And vocational training and job giving through another program of ours called Abha, which provides them almost close to 10 to 15,000 rupees earning per month, which is a very, very healthy earning for these women. Also, for me personally, I believe in the power of inclusive leadership. And I think that as we go along in our journey on this planet, we have to come together more and more to be able to make a difference, not to just be profitable, but also evaluate how we can positively impact social and environment issues. And in a way, impact investing gives it a framework. And I'm very happy to see that finally organizations are being told to balance, you know, financial and non-financial parameters. For Tata's, it's in our DNA, I would say. We have been giving back to the society in a big way in India and wherever we work. But it's heartening to see that this awareness is coming globally, worldwide, and we are very happy to partner with more such like-minded companies and corporations to make this a better place, to make this world a better place.
Yeah, and I think partnerships is something that you have done very well, but also just like you said, at the core in the DNA of Tata Power, you've engage the action of what impact can be and can look like. And I think it's a great way to bring both your people and the community together to create ongoing impact, an impact that will last bigger than the 24 million people in the community that is, you know, it's reached in different projects already. But also just how inspiring the work that you have been doing and the action. Again, like I say, it's great to define impact, but actually being able to action it and show the work that you've been able to do is incredible in many different aspects of sustainability. If we look at different frameworks, you really touch on many of the UN Sustainable Development Goals within Tata Power, and even the work that you're doing personally at Tata Power as well. So it's incredible to see. And as we're talking about actions, what are some of your goals within sustainability and the impact space that you're really focused on? And maybe this is both professionally and personally.
Sure. I will first talk about the professional goals that we have. So you very rightly summarized that we've actually aligned ourselves to 10 prioritized United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which covers both environment and social aspects. For us, particularly for Tata Power, we have decided to be a leader in clean energy generation in India. And therefore, today we are looking at transforming the power sector and by bringing in green offerings like EV charging and storage, distributed generation and solar rooftops, microgrids, home automation, smart meters to be able to see, so customized products to be able to make a difference, be clean, be green. Tata Power itself has committed itself to become carbon neutral by 2050, which is actually, you know, alignment to the SDG 13 climate action. And we are committed to driving decarbonization initiatives. It's our intent to have now full growth on renewable, zero coal-based investments, and also augmenting existing thermal power plants to operate at benchmark level of efficiencies and retiring our coal-based capacity upon end of life. So these are very hard stops that we have taken. We have also come up with very interesting partnerships, and I would like to talk about the microgrids partnership here. So, what we've been able to do is we are part of an interesting collaborative effort like the one with Rockefeller Foundation and Smart Power Initiative. Three of us have come together and we have created a special microgrid based clean energy solution for remote regions and also for rural markets in India, because India's population, 60% of the population still resides in the rural areas. So this would be a very interesting game changer example that I've given you. We are looking at many many other such offerings. For me personally, Fiona, what has been very heartening and very fulfilling is driving the club energy, which is driving energy conservation in schools, to public at large, and many of these social causes, which were ideas which were ahead of their time. In fact, 11 years ago, which was very, very ahead of its time in India as well. It's one of the a kind club, not just in the country, but in the world. It just won Edison Award, which is Oscar Award for an electric utility. So we are very proud of that. And that gives me, for me, driving energy conservation, resource conservation, being responsible, not wasting precious resources like water, fuel, in any form, in any forum, I'm very happy to talk about it. I'm also a sustainability evangelist who has been talking about being sustainable, looking at our value chain for a very, very long time. It's almost been 11 years, starting from my TED talk in Ahmedabad, which is a management institute on inspiring a better future, to many forums like this where I love to participate and hope that some of what I say rubs off on people to see the importance of leaving a better world for our children and for the upcoming generations.
And Shalini, you really do embody that. You're a very influential leader and you lead with heart as well as strong purpose. And I think that's why you've brought so much to sustainability within Tata Power and actually being able to communicate the opportunities, the advantages, and really the action that is making a difference in this space as well as many spaces. And like you said, I've been lucky enough to hear your TED talk, but the way in which you are able to make a difference, create impact, and really bring action forward has been incredible. And I look forward to continuing many conversations with you, seeing how we can together make more impact and also seeing the way in which the conversation in November comes to light, but also seeing how your work continues to catalyze change. So thank you so much, Shalini, again for joining us in this short lead up to November and sharing with us today around impact and your work. And I look forward to connecting with you again very soon. And until then, take care of yourself. Stay positive in everything that's going on and make sure to stay safe as well.
Thank you, Fiona, and wishing you also a safe time ahead. Take care of yourself and be well.
Thank you, Shalini.
Thank you.